Bon Vivant, Episode 3, The Lady V and Me, Brian Black. Tonight we talk about Serious Sushi, 242 Cafe Fusion Sushi. It's an unusual art sushi combo in Laguna Beach. And what makes this place different than another real sushi place?
I don't know. Sushi is so hard to... I mean, there's...
I've never been to a sushi place like Oshima. I don't think I've ever seen Fagua there.
Yeah, I don't think they had that there, but... Well, you have to tell people what Fagua is. Not everybody knows. So basically, it's like goose liver that... It's kind of controversial.
Yeah, they force-fed it.
Yeah. But it tastes really good.
And truffles. They make a lot of use of truffles and a lot of their meals. And... what is it? Plum sauce? Ume?
Yeah. So they also... I think what's cool about this place is that it's fusion. It's like fusion sushi. I've never seen places that add, like, truffle salt or truffle oil on their sushi. So I think... Well, what's really cool is that... first off, can we talk about that this place is, like, run by all ladies?
Yeah, it seems to be run by all women. When you walk in, it looks... It has a unique look to it. Everything is, like, silver. The lady that runs it has her own personal touch on every aspect of the place, even the bathroom. Everything's covered in her art. There's all kinds of stones everywhere and painted works.
Yeah, there's, like, painted glass. I think she's into surfing. I don't know. There's
surfing, photography, art, and... She makes very good sushi.
Yeah, and you would have never picked up on it. You would just think it's a random place with just eclectic items everywhere. But we've been there a few times, and we can kind of see that there's little touches to that.
Yeah, it makes it special. It's definitely by her rules, though. There are signs that say, no soy sauce.
And I think a lot of Japanese places are like that, because as Brian Black mentioned... There is another sushi place that we really love that we'll have to talk about in the future, but Oshima, they also don't want you to change anything that they make. And it kind of makes sense, because sometimes people will take sushi and just drench it in soy sauce, and you're not getting like the full flavor. So if she wants you to taste calamari with ume sauce, which is that plum sauce, so you're trying to get like the citrus flavors, and if you drench it in soy sauce, you're not going to taste it, and then you'll end up writing a review saying that it was horrible and it was salty or whatever the case may be. But I think that's just the type that
You need to be prepared to go there and get your sushi omakase, basically whatever the chef gives you.
Yeah, that's what we did the first time, and then we kind of realized what we liked. They do specialize in cooked food as well. And if you're not a big fan of sushi, you can definitely get, baked salmon, or there's other baked items. Like, their menu is so extensive.
Don't go there if you're not a fan of sushi. Oh, the Fagua is good, but still...
Well,
it's all about the raw fish there.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying that maybe if certain members of your family don't like raw fish, that
tell
there's
them
something else.
To walk down the hill to the Johnny Rockets and get a hamburger.
And just stand by the beach while you're enjoying the sushi.
Yeah, for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because it's a dining experience.
Yeah, and it's a pretty small place, so you definitely should either get reservations or go on an off day.
And an art experience.
Yeah, I think it's a really cool place. Like I said, the food is really good. We have the uni, which is sea urchin. It's really fresh. You can taste how great it is.
You can still taste the ocean.
Yeah, some uni... there's bad uni, and it will taste like...
It loses floral characteristics or something. Yeah, I'm not sure what it is.
Like, good uni has usually a sweetness or, like, a saltiness to it, and if it's, like, really bad...
It's complex.
It's really bad. But here, everything is really fresh. And, like I said, even if you don't eat fish, there's, like, sweet pepper type of like they make it like sushi, but.
But that's the fusion part. The peppers?
Yeah. Well, I think it was like you ordered a sweet yellow pepper and they had like rice and then they added some stuff on top. I think it could have been like a vegetarian thing as well so that other people can enjoy it if they don't prefer or like fish.
Ooh, and if you're still hungry, the sexy hand roll will fill you up. Doesn't it have the like artificial crab or something?
I think there's like spicy tuna on it or something like that.
That's good. It's got a whole bunch of stuff in there.
Yeah. So like Brian said, check out their omakase. There's like 10 different dishes that they will make for you. And then after that, there's an extensive menu. Don't go to their website. I mean, you can check out their website, but let's just say it does not do justice to what they actually have at the restaurant.
You should go to their site, but then tell them to contact me, bringyourwallet.com/contact, and I'll make a new website for them for, we'll discuss it. Just call me.
Yeah, because on their website, there's no pictures. I mean, there's some pictures, actually, but there's, if you look, go to the actual restaurant, there's like 10 pages full of photos, full of descriptions. Like, their website does not show that at all.
See, I see a perfect skills trade opportunity here. A little food, a little bit of website, mix the two together. Sounds like a win-win opportunity for both of us.
If you weren't taking me for a dinner date and I found this place, I would have never even taken a second look at it. They don't have that many pictures on Yelp either.
Yeah.
Like, there just needs to be way more photos. Like, they have...
But they're busy.
Really good items.
They're small and busy.
Yeah. There's, so, like, this really nice waitress that we saw. Or like
she remembers us.
Yeah.
It has a very nice personal touch. It's one of my favorites.
And especially the area. I mean,
it's Laguna Beach. It's really nice.
Yeah. So you can actually, what we've done is park in the area, walk around, you know,
mosey
get
on
hungry,
over there.
And then, yeah, go there. And then right nearby is a Starbucks. So it's a really nice place to just go and take your date.
And if you, I mean, you're at the beach, so you might as well walk around. If you walk for about 20 minutes south, you hit Coffee Klatch. That place is open till like 12. You can get coffee anytime for midnight coffee drinkers like me. There's also this great taco place that's open till about 12. So you can get tacos or more food. That's my routine. And more coffee.
Yeah, this place will... They actually close at 10, so, I mean, you can still go there for a late dinner. Their prices are actually not that bad either.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to, if you're really hungry, you're probably going to end up spending a lot.
Sexy hand roll. That'll fill you up.
Like, maybe a couple of pieces might be like...
Yeah. Truffle oil, something.
$15.
Get some exotic stuff and then get a sexy roll and you're good. Maybe a beer.
And they have wine, too. Oh, and don't freak... There's this really great soup that they have.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the cappuccino soup, which has nothing to do with the name. It doesn't, like, it makes it sound like there's coffee in your soup.
It's kind of like a miso, but it's got some other stuff in it.
Yeah, there's like little tapioca, like clear tapioca balls.
Where's the plum flavor come from?
I don't know. It's like a liquid mousse, or no, there's like a mousse on, they put like plum mousse on the spoon. And then you mix it in with the soup that's clear. But, I mean, like we said, we like to call it like miso.
Yeah, I guess it's like a broth of some kind.
And
it's
really great,
though.
And then you
mix that foam in there. And then it has this floral flavor with the broth.
Like,
and the
citrusy,
little giblets.
Yeah.
The little tapioca giblets. That's good.
I think it's a great starter.
Oh, like, yeah.
We get it every time now because it was part of the omakase meal, and now we just order it separately. So it's really good. And we got that, and we tried the oysters, and
we can't recall everything that we got because it's a crazy menu.
And we've been there like three or four times.
And we get something
now.
Different pretty much every time.
Yeah.
So if you get the chef's choice, just say omakase, and they'll probably correct you on how to say that because I'm probably butchering it. And, I forgot to mute my recording there. Very professional. I think that covers it.
Yeah, it's so hard. Like I said, so hard to find a really good sushi place that's...
It's got a lot of unique characteristics. All women, lots of art.
Fusion type, that you've never seen in other sushi places.
Yeah. Combining aphrodisiacs with sushi.
Yeah, it's really good. We wanted to go there tonight before we did the show.
Mm-hmm. But they'd be cutting it close.
I know. They're probably going to...
We'd be the last people there.
Kick us out.
Okay, here's your damn roll. They wouldn't say that. All right. Let's wrap this up and get ready for the next episode, because I have a feeling there's some more raw fish in our future. Bringyourwallet.com/contact for feedback and suggestions. Check out the website, bonvivantpodcast.com. See you next week.
Bye.